Hello, everyone. Welcome to our Q&A session on payroll and HR-related topics. I have Caroline here with me from ADP. Caroline, would you please introduce yourself?
Of course. Hello, everyone. As Vish said, my name is Caroline. I've been working with ADP for a little under a year now, and I specialize specifically in working with business owners with anywhere between 1 and 49 employees. And ADP as a company, we really strive to kind of be like a one-stop shop for business owners. So we not only handle your payroll needs, but we also help with retirement, health, and workers' compensation. So yeah, that's a little bit
Awesome.
about us.
Thank you. Thanks for joining us, Caroline, and thanks for spending some time with us. Today we are going to be focusing on some benchmarking tools. ADP, like Caroline mentioned, they provide more value than just processing payroll. One of the tools that Caroline had mentioned in the past that seems very useful to me, that I think the clients that are small or medium-sized business owners can use, is benchmarking tool. Benchmarking information about businesses in different sectors and different industries. We have a series of questions that we put together that Caroline would answer, hopefully clarify the value that's being created and given to the customers of ADP. Caroline, first, why do you consider benchmarking important for small and medium-sized businesses? Can you give us a little bit on that?
Of course. I would say that for small and medium-sized businesses, it's really important to utilize these benchmarking salaries as, it can be important just to eliminate any uncertainty or guesswork when it comes to managing employee compensation. So this can really help business owners avoid overpaying or underpaying their employees. So obviously, paying employees appropriately can also increase employee retention rates. It can attract top talents for open positions and, of course, stay within hiring budgets and, of course, reducing costs. So in my opinion, I think it's crucial for small businesses, especially when they're competing with larger, maybe more experienced businesses, to really utilize compensation benchmarking just to stay competitive in their field and make sure they're doing everything they can.
Yeah, no, that's good. As employee retention becomes more important in lower unemployment eras like we are experiencing, especially many industries like mine and accounting, it's really hard to find good quality employees and retaining them. Thank you, Caroline. That's right on point. The other question is, what kind of data is given, and can you give some examples for different types of businesses?
Yeah, so the compensation benchmarking, like I said, I mean, it's crucial for these businesses as it allows them to assess their specific performance against thousands of similar sized businesses all across the US. But the cool thing about ADP's benchmarking tool specifically is it allows you to pull data from local businesses. So let's say you have a bakery and you want to compare what you're paying your employees compared to maybe the bake shop like right next door to you. You can do that. And so it really helps you stay competitive. And so, I mean, this process can really help identify compensation trends in the economy and geographic locations according to job title specifically. So if you're looking for a baker, this is the perfect tool to use because you know exactly what to pay them.
I see. And also in service industry, if you have servers or cooks or any other, and even higher compensated employees, right? Like supervisors, managers, you can look up data on them.
Exactly. And so it just correlates between the job title and this specific location. So if you know that you're hiring a server or a host, those are things that you can do research on through ADP's payroll platform. So it really helps make sure that you're staying competitive when you're competing against other bakeries or restaurants, whatever it is.
Sure. Now, can you tell us a little bit about the source of data? Is it the existing actual anonymized data for businesses that ADP serves?
Yeah, so how that works is, so ADP, so the data that we use comes from top people analytics platforms. So one example is ADP's very own data cloud. So for example, it takes real-time anonymized salary information pulled from over 42 million US employees in ADP's client base. So that kind of scale gives any employer incredibly precise benchmarking insights and accurate insights. But you know, ADP isn't the only source. We also get our data from salary surveys, data sharing networks, HR publications, and professional networking communities. So together, these sources really help take the guesswork out of compensation decisions to make sure that you're accurately informed of what your competitors are using.
Awesome. That's great. Can you tell us, can you give us some examples? Do you have business owners that you know that are clients of yours that are using this information? How have they been able to capitalize it? Has it helped them to stabilize workforce?
Yeah, so I would say the businesses that I've worked with that utilize these benchmarking tools usually see, you know, one of two things. The first one would be overall higher retention rates among their employees. So this is typically seen because the employer discovers they're not compensating their employees enough. So after increasing pay to match what their competitors are using, typically their employees' retention at their company increases and it becomes easier to attract that top talent that we were talking about. The second thing that business owners typically find is when they have been overcompensating their employees, it costs them more money, obviously. So after using ADP's compensation benchmarking, they can match what their competitors are paying in order to lower their business costs and save money. So
yeah. I see. No, definitely. Regarding this benchmarking information, is it available to all the customers or customers in certain packages, or who has access to this information?
Yes, so we have these tools available to three of our four payroll packages that we offer. So typically, we have one very basic payroll bundle, but I always recommend to get, one of the other three because you're still paying roughly the same amount for this payroll service, but it's including a couple smaller tools like this that's nice to have on top of just typical payroll.
I see. So this gives much more value comparatively, a smaller fee that you pay in addition to the basic package.
Yes, for sure. So it's definitely one of the many things that I like to highlight when I'm meeting with the business owner, just to highlight that. So.
Sure. Yeah. And Caroline, in case if someone is interested in retaining your services for ADP, how can they contact you?
Yeah, so the best way to contact me would be through my email. So that's caroline.hoyer@adp.com or my cell phone, which is 540-319-3706. But I always have a little link that I can send to Vish.
No, definitely. Yeah, and the clients can always talk to me and I can, because we have some basic information about different type of packages that you offer and then pass on the contact to you so you can help them getting set up and give them this information, benchmarking data and many other tools that are available at their disposal that they can use to manage their business and finances better.
Yes, for sure. And that's one of the things I like to highlight too is when I do meet with a client of Vish's is really just, asking a bunch of different questions to make sure that I understand exactly what you're looking for in terms of business needs and what we could improve on just to more find a unique solution for each business.
Yes, thank you. And that's very important because each business is different. You have to tailor their needs. One of the other things is not a lot of people know, but the S corporation owners, Caroline, they are required to pay reasonable compensation to the owner managers. And for that, the benchmarking information can be very useful. Plus, we also provide a service where we go through series of interview questions to ask about the duties, et cetera, to figure out what the salary level should be. But that being said, if they can use some of your benchmarking information, that can also help them with the compliance piece of being an S Corp owner.
It definitely can, yes, for sure. So it's definitely a good thing that I like to highlight.
Sure. And you can share that with other CPAs as well, that, you know, for S Corp owners, this benchmarking tool can also be valuable for the owners themselves.
Certainly. Yes.
Cool. Well, thank you, Caroline. So we'll continue our discussion and a few other topics in future you know, give this information to customers and provide them with more info on your valuable services that AEP provides.
Yes, that would be incredible.
Cool, thank you.